Okay, continuing now, almost towards the end of Mishnah Sofrim, we are up to Tsuras Os Samech. Says the Mishnah Bura, Os Samech Tie Goga Lamala Aruko, that the roof of the Samech should be like a little bit long. That's number one. On the top, the Ayin Shitehe Gaga Shove Lechatchila Lamata Moshovo Katsar. So really you want to have the base of it a little bit shorter. Has to be rounded off. Migimol Zavioseha. If it's three corners, I guess it should be sides. It should be rounded off. It says Da'ayin Lamala Mitzad Yamin on the top part on the right hand side. Lamata Mishneit Zadeh and Zadim and on the two bottom parts of it as well. Yistom Oso the Gamer should be totally closed off. The Gaga Lamala Yel Khathila over Lachutz should be standing a little bit over Litzad small on the left hand side. Kishir Gag Havov, like the top amount that you would have of the roof part of a letter Vav. Okay, that was short. Tsuras Os Ayin. What does an ayin look like? So Os Ayin Ye Os Rishon Kein Yud. So the first thing, it should be similar looking like a Yud. That's number one right there in our picture diagram. Ufaneha ketzar klape mala lechatchila, and we really want it to be facing up a little bit, like slanted upwards. That's number two in the picture. Gufa the body moshech tachteha ba'amido ketzas. It should be, slightly underneath it. He brings here the imam shicha harbe. Totally slanted. Lo yeyoch lahasmich. Os acher etzel ayin imizdani. He's gonna be totally sloping, like that one. Then you won't be able to add a letter close to an ayin if you would need to. This is uvot ye zayin omedes b'shave. Then you should have a zayin, in the standing straight up. That's like that's number what? That's number six. No, I'm sorry. Look at number four. Actually, six is the tagin. Number four. Neve nogas b'yerecho lemato mechetzio. And should be touching below halfway. Look at five. That's where it should be hitting the other part of the os. V'yase al rosh hazayin shlosha tagin. That's number six. That's the three tagin that should be on the top part of it. V'ayin le'el b'sof os aleph le'inyan im nogu haroshin yosem yimakam devukim. What's the din we saw by earlier? If you have the heads are touching more than that point when they're supposed to be touching the body. Ma'od yizar, be very careful. Shlo yigu haroshim zebozeb. They shouldn't touch each other. But yevid, technically, after the fact, im nogu zebozeb. They do touch kichutasar, like a little bit like a hair's breadth. Im hani greira. The question, can I scrape it away? Sa'ayim lakam esof os shin. As will be written later on, at the end of os shin. Mashkasav nisham, what we write over there. Okay, next. A bent over pay. Tsuras os pe kafufa. Os pe kafufa. Tsarach lios law. Lechatchila lemala. Le betzad yamin. Zovis mibifnim. So originally we want to have it like a corner on the right side. That is number one. We're going to see is going to try to make a base appear print. The gami bechutz yeh kizavis kalta. And on the outside also should be squared off. Etiyeh mashucha ketzas la'achoreho shetiyeh agula mibachutz. And then you should have it a little bit rounded on the outside. Look at number three, right? And four, actually. You'll see that those are the pigs over there. V'chein lamata tiyeh agula mibachutz. The bottom should be rounded. K'mo kol hakafufos shetzarech liyos agula lamata lichatchila. Like all of the letters that are kafuf, that are literally bent over, they have to be rounded at the bottom part. Now here's where we get to the inside. Ava bifnim ye lo zavis. But it should be squared on the inside. Kadesh yete beloivin bifnim tsuras beis. This is a very big inyan. There's a lot to talk about in the Sfarim that discussed the symbolism of this. Why that should, but you should look closely. If you see, you'll have where the black osios make a pay, there's a white beis that emerges inside of that. Vitiya rachava kumas vechatzi. It should be the size of like 1.5 parts of the quill. Kedei litlos bo hanakuda bifnim shlotiga b'haos gufa. In order that you could put the you would be able to use the quill in the middle of it without what without touching the outside part of the letter. Then he has it in the Haggah, V'lo kamash nohagin, eze soifim lasos ekev mibachutz b'tzida kezeh. There's a little picture here of what that looks like. Don't do that. V'oimrim shezeh lehetiv habez lavan mibifnin. That's in order to make it like more, I guess, like pop more out, more easily apparent, the white beige that's in there. Kadesh hu mamish os shavur. That really is like considered to be a like a broken letter. The emes in truth tzarech lios agul mibachutz kimosh kasav. It has to be rounded on the outside. Rak mifnim tzarech lios beis lavan. Only on the inside. Umash nogo kach. The reason we do this mipnei she'enam yeduim hahergel. Lasos litfois akumus ba'alachzon lahamshicha ma'atlach harehav akumus bifnim. The reason why this minhag became is because they don't know that the way that you can like make a little heel part on the bottom of the beis. How do you do that? So you hold the akumus at an angle, and then you make a corner in it. That's what he's going to explain right now. Sha'al yidei zeh nase la zavis bifnim mvur beis Yosef al kein. Therefore, that's why they make a mistake and they make a little heel part on the outside. And then the fact that they make a little part on the roof of that, they make that part square and they don't make it round. This destroys, this ruins the vav that needs to be there at the top part of the left. Adkan Lashon Sefer Kesivas Tama Kesiva Tama Bekitzer Leinyoninu. Okay, Uve Emes Mish Eini Yodea Lasas Kama Kemosha Kosev Kesiva Tama. A person who doesn't know how to do this, like the Kesiva Tama says to write. So then, what does he do? Yosher Tov is better Lasas Beis Mifnim Below Ekev Rak Bezavis Levad. So in this case, isn't how to do is just make a regular white base in the middle without the heel, just the corner, right? Mimash yase pei shover bifnim. Rather make his broken pei on the outside. Why? Ki afilu b'timunas habeis gufa ha'akev lo li'ikuvu hu klal. Because even on the beis itself, that heel part's not ma'akev. But al mekolshikin, how much more so? Bezesh shelo nizkar akev b'klal b'boruch sh'amr. The Sefer Boruch Sh'amr doesn't mention this at all. But v'adai certainly lo nachon hu lasos al yidei zeh ha'pei shover. Adkan hagav. That's the end of the hagav. She shouldn't make this broken part of the pei. And he has v'yeh lo oketz al panel letzad simol v'yor lamata el hanakuda shebesocha. So you should have a little prickle on the front part of the left side. That's number 6. You see the going up on the top. It should go down into the part of the letter. V'tiyeh hanakuda tuluyabot. It should be like suspended. That would be at number 7, where you see it goes down a little bit. Ki hanakuda v'meshech ak. So yeh t'munos vav kishahafo chapeh. If you'd flip the pay upside down, so to speak, it would look like a inverted vav. That's what he's saying. Ume high time for this reason. Tiyeh hanakuda lamata litzad smol agula kitimunos rosh avov. That's why you have to on the bottom part. It should be rounded a little bit. Look at number 8. That's where you see the curve. Velo tiga hanakuda bishumokom mibifdim. It shouldn't touch in the part at all. Im noga pasul. If it does touch, it's possible. Gam yizoker behanakuda shlotiyeh hafucha litzad chutz. It shouldn't be turned outwards to ilav hachitzarech even afilu b'dievin. Because if it does do this, you'd have to look to see if it's even kosher now b'dievin. Mi'im lo tala hanakuda ba'okich al pnei ha'pei. If you did not suspend a little inside stroke part by the prickle part in the front of the pei, what did you do instead? Here chiko mikitzas agag b'lifnim. You separated it a little bit. So that's going to be questionable, right? Yeshle histap big bo. We're not sure. V'dino kimo behei shetolo regel smolo peemsa hagag kanaba os. Hey, that's like when you have the hey letter where you have the part that goes down and it's in the middle of it, underneath the middle of the gag, right? So whatever would apply over there would apply here as well. And he says, v'im lo nogo hanakuda begago betino karape. If he doesn't do that, but a kid would read as a pay, is yeshle sakin. You could go ahead and fix it. V'tikun mo'il afilu b'tefillin mezuzos. This would help even for, with the, again, the higher level standard we have about the tefillin mezuzos, not writing out of order. K'na b'sim lamed beis, if chafei, ayin sham. V'im lo osa ha'nakudar rak kav shovet. What if all you would do to make like a straight line. So then, Ayin Le'el B'Sof Os Aleph. Look what we wrote earlier at the Os Aleph. Okay, what about the end of Fe? Tzuras Os Pei Pshuta. Os Pei Pshuta Tzarech La'Sosa L'Chadchila B'Zavis L'Mala. So really, the correct way of doing it is making it long. That's number one. Kimo Shekafufohi L'Mala. Just like the same way that the Pei that's bent over is made at the top. If you would fold it over the bottom part, that would make a regular fe. But yeah, but im yesh beregel yamini kneged mi kneged makom hanakuda lamata kimo yud. If you look, number three is. Right, that if you have from the on the right hand side where it goes down to like where the bent up part ends, it goes the part that's enough of a yud. So he writes dai bekach, that's sufficient. He brings here in the parentheses prima godum kos of stam kimlo yud mehayorich bekavana kasher kasavnu de ilav hachi ein tzuras os alav. If you don't have this, then that's not considered to be the form of it. Nevertheless, mikol malkum im nimsa kein b'sefer Torah. If you found it in a filah b'tefillin, even in tefillin, lechatchila bevadei chay l'sakin ha'os lahashlimo kedin. You have to go back and fix it correctly. Ve'em b'zeh mishum shlo kasidra. It's not considered running out of order. Why not? Kevan debelo hatikun hukasha. Because without touching at all, it technically is fine. Va'asias nekuda hapei va'okto hu hakol kamo b'kfufa. So the other part of the pei you're talking about is that's the inside part of it. That's the exact the prickle little thing of it. That's everything we said for the pay the kfufa. The gam is, you also be careful. Shlotiyah hanakuda hafucha letzad chutz. You also be careful that the stroke doesn't go facing backwards. What happened? It looks like a backwards. Then kedei shlotim me letav. It's going to end up looking like the letter tav. Im lo naga hanakuda begag. If it doesn't touch the top, oh shehirchik me hanakuda miktsas. If it doesn't touch it, or if it's a little bit away from it, it's the same din by a pei kfufa as the end of fe. Okay, let's do one more. Well, two parts of one. Let's do the tzadi. Okay, os tzadi kfufa. Tamunaso kamo nun kfufa v'yud al gabo. So a tzadi looks like a bent over nun. That's number one in our picture. Again, with a yud on the right side of it, that is number two. Harosh, harishin shia miyamin shihu ke'ein yud yepaneha nota kitzas klapimala. So the first head of the letter, which is on the right side, looks like yud should be a little bit facing upwards. That is number three. Vidabik regel hayud dibuk toy b'tzavar hatzadi, and you should connect it very well to the neck of it, of the tzadi. Look at number four. That's the place where the two are connected. Umaod yizar, be very careful. The had beak be'emza hatzavar v'lo lamata. You should put it in the middle of the back part of the nun, and not in the middle. Why not? If you do like that, shlotid me'ayin, it'll look like an ayin. V'rosha hasheni yekimin zayin. The second head of it should look like a zayin. Vinota kan makan goes in both directions. Ke ein lahamshich hatzavar mikte harosh ki im me'em tso'o kimo nun le'el. So that the you shouldn't make the neck of it like from the head of it. You should draw from the middle of it, like the same thing we said earlier that you have to do from the nun. Now look at number. We're up to number six, right? But tzavar ye ketsar av orich ketsas muta litzad yamin kedei lahasmich os etzel rosha. So you should have it a little bit thick and a little bit long. It's leaning towards the right. That's number seven. We see that there. So you can put a letter close to the head of the tzadi.
Then he says, "Moshvul hatachton yeh moshuch lechatchil letzad smolo heitev yosim in hasheni rushing."
So really, lechatchila, you should have the base of it should be a little bit more towards the left than the two heads. If you're drawn out, that's number eight. You see how it extends at the bottom past where those crowns are up on top.
And then he says, "V'tiyeh lechatchila agul lamata betzad yamin kimo kol kufus." It should be rounded on the right hand side, like we do with all the kufus. Ushosha tagin al rosha hasmoli, and you should have three crowns on the left. If the yud does not touch the nun, ayin besim in lamed beis, sif chaf hei, it looks like two different letters. Im roshim noga im yoisim imokam dibukam. If they touch more than the place, da'inu she'ein nikar rosh elakav shove, that it doesn't look like it just looks like a line or something like that. Ayin le'el basof os aleph. Very careful, shlo yigu haroshim zeh bazeh, the top shouldn't touch, but the evid, if they do touch, ayin sof os shin, mashik asav nisham. See what we wrote over there by the shin, what would happen, what would the din be if they touched? We'll get to that in tomorrow's shir. Okay, here we go, the last part, suras os tzadi kafufa, the pshuta. Sorry, we're the backwards, we're up to pshuta. We're up to pshuta, yeah? Good. Os tzadi, pshuta, an enda tzadi. Final tzadiye rosheha kimo bishel kafufa. So the top part of the final tzadi should be the same as a bent over tzadi. Vehi, and that is mirkeves gamkein miyud v'nun. Again, combination over here between the nun and the yud to form the letter. The ach minun pshuta, and even with a longer nun, alkein gufa poshu kimo os nun pshuta shir arkot. How long should it be? Shiteire lamate midibuk haroshim v'chadchila b'chadei shir hei roi la'asos tzadi kfufa. It should be long enough if you had to take that little part sticking down, you could fold it over and make it into a bent tzadi. But yeah, the pasuk prima godim, if you didn't do it that long, says the prima godim she'im hotzi mimakam dibuk yud nun rakim lo yud. The part that only goes out is a yud kosher. Aval im lo nishar kim lo yud tzarach im. But if you don't have that standing part going down of a yud, then it's a tzarach im, whether it's still good or not. If the heads touch each other more than one point than we're supposed to, oh shenagu zeb is that touching ocean nifsak bein hayud lenun. There's a break between the yud and the nun part. So then dino kimosh bekfufa kanal. It's the same things we said earlier by the bent over tzadi, which we described up on top. Okay, one more day of the Mishnah Sofrim, and then we'll resume to the our regular learning of the Mishnah Berurah.